بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال الله تعالى أيضا، وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها. وقال تعالى أيضا، وضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون. وفي الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا، من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء اكرام، brothers that have gathered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly let us sit here with the correct intention. We know that the hadith of Bukhari Sharif commences with إنما الأعمال بالنيات، verily actions are judged by their intentions. So let us sit here with the correct intention. And as is the practice in the majlis, that we begin with one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnah that we begin with today, inshallah, is that each one of us needs to try and implement the using of the miswak. This is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith something to the effect, As-siwaku mitharatul lilfami wa mardatul lirabbi. That the siwak, the miswak, is a it's a cleanser for the mouth, and it is a means of attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a great sunnah. Every sunnah takes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. That say that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, meaning follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What will Allah do? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by following Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will make you beloved. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our gunas and our sins. The topic that I plan to talk on, inshallah, is the topic of ni'mat and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I commenced the ayat was, وَإِنْ تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you try and count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you won't be able to count it. There's so many, there are infinite amount of blessings that Allah has blessed us with, from the air that we breathe, to everything that we do, the parents that we have, the iman that Allah has blessed us with. However, though, what we will do today, inshallah, is we will just touch on a few of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and perhaps we can take home some message, because the intention also, firstly for myself, and more importantly for myself, is that whatever knowledge we have, we need to seek knowledge firstly. Then after we have gained the knowledge, then we need to practice the knowledge, and then we need to propagate that knowledge. So that is our duty that we each one of us needs to do, inshallah. We are favored with many bounties, and we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us. Firstly, we need to understand what is the purpose of our life, that Allah has placed us in this dunya for a short period of time, whereby we will go through the life of this dunya, and then 60 years, 50 years, it's like a person that gets a child that is given an ice cream, but maybe he does not understand the value of the blank check that he has that's being given to him. If it's a small child and we have one ice cream in the right hand and we have a blank check, then the natural inherent quality of a child is he will be moved towards the ice cream. And people will be shouting out and be saying, please take the blank check. But because it's a 3-4 year old child, he does not understand the value of the blank check. He does not understand that in the blank check is not one ice cream, it's not 10 ice creams, it's not one ice cream shop, it's an ice cream empire. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this dunya, and Allah is giving us akhirat, which is everlasting. And Allah is saying, which one do you want? And we are running towards the dunya. So when we take the dunya, it's something which is temporary, like the ice cream will after 5 minutes it will melt, or perhaps it will even fall on the floor, and then we do not appreciate, and that ni'mat of time that Allah has blessed us with is gone, and then a person will regret in the akhirah. In the Masnawi Sharif, it is mentioned that under this ayat of the Ya Ayyuhal Insanu Ma Gharraka Bi Rabbikal Kareem, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الإنسان, oh mankind, ما غرك بربك الكريم, what has deviated you, what has deviated you from Allah's Kareem. And under the tafsir of this ayat, there are four meanings that are given. The first one is الكريم المتفضل علينا بدون الاستحقاق, بدون الاستحقاق والمنة. Kareem is that being who does not deprive the unworthy of his beneficence in spite of their unworthiness. We are so unworthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Allah is blessing us with, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gives us. Allah doesn't take us to task for the wrong that we do. The second meaning, al-mutafaddilu alayna biduni mas'alatin wala su'alin. Kareem is that being who endows us without asking. And under this here, our wadada Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sa, rahimahullah, has mentioned something amazing. He says that even when we read the Masnawi Sharif on page 92, it's mentioned there, the example that's given, that in Alam Ya'arwah, we didn't even ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for iman. None of us asked Allah for iman. None of us asked Allah that make me from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, without asking. The third meaning, al-mutafaddilu alayna fawqa ma'na tamanna bih. Kareem is that being who grants us far in excess of our desires and our expectations. Sometimes we ask, a person asks, the example that's given there is that a person asks maybe for a little bit of honey, a teaspoon of honey, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he's granted a whole bucket full of honey. So how fortunate we are that we have a deen where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, even though we're not deserving. The fourth meaning, al-mutafaddilu alayna wa la yakhafu nafada ma'indahu. Kareem is that being who grants us without measure and does not fear a decrease in his treasures. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures are unlimited, it's infinite. Insan, if he has something, after a while it will deplete and he will be deprived of that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his treasures, nothing decreases the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Mawlana Yunus rahmatullahi used to say something amazing. He says that how do we show gratitude and not to be amongst from those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, or rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ, that verily mankind to his Rabb is very ungrateful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Dawood alayhi salam, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, and very few of my servants are grateful. So that would mean that majority of the people are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should actually be, and we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that O Allah, make me from amongst your grateful servants. And what is the meaning of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Gratefulness actually entails that a person moves towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever Allah has blessed him with, he uses it for the taat and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is taking us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then wallahi we are in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make it that we always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and move in that. The life of this dunya is a temporary life. It is something, an opportunity that Allah has given us just once in a lifetime. It will pass by, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so beautifully in the Quran, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, spend from that which we have granted you. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, before death come to any one of you. فَيَقُولْ, then he says, رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ, O Allah, grant me little bit of respite. Why? فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, so that I may be from those people who give out sadaqah. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and I may be from those people who are pious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't use the word lam. Lam means does not or will not, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word lan, which actually means in the Urdu language, hargiz nahi. I remember when we used to do the gardans many years back, and I wasn't very good at Urdu, but I remember that the lan ta'akid, I remember this gardan, lan hargiz nahi. So Allah says that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will never grant respite to any soul, idha ja'a ajaluha. Ajaluha is in the meaning of a person's death. When a person's time comes, not one second more, one second left, the time is up. And the example of this is like a person that writes an exam. So in each one of us can relate to this example, because perhaps we've been through a schooling system, or in the Darul Uloom we see this happening, or in the university we see that every person undergoes some kind of exam. And in the exam that he undergoes, after a while he's got to give in that exam paper. So whether he wastes the time or whether he appreciates the time, you will find one student is diligently writing for 3 hours non-stop. So he writes many, he's perhaps writing his Tirmidhi Sharif paper. And how much he's writing there, he's writing and writing and writing, he doesn't want to even look up, and he's asking for more paper. And then you have another student that's wasting the time and he's looking around. Perhaps some students, I remember in our Darul Uloom days, there were certain students that should actually rewrite the questions, thinking that maybe if I give the question paper in with the questions again, I'm going to get marks for it. But there's no marks for that, because what's actually expected of us is that we need to write the answers. So when a person hands in the paper, the time is up. He won't get another chance. And perhaps in the dunya you get another chance. If a person fails, he can write a sub, he can do something else. But in the akhirat, when a person's eyes close, إِذَا مَاتُوا إِسْتَيْقَذُوا, that when people pass away, then their eyes will open. Then a person will realize that I'm going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how Hazrat normally says, he says that, how are we going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's like that mechanic that comes, and if he comes into the masjid, and he's come with all grease on his hands, and his clothes are soiled, then that type of a person, and it is, perhaps it is nikah, what will be the result, what will be the people's outlook towards him? They will tell him that, "Bhai, I think you need to go home, first take a nice shower, apply some nice itab, take a nice bath, put some nice clothes on, today is your wedding, it's your nikah, you can't come dressed like this here." Similarly, it shouldn't be that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased. And with all the guna and all the sins that we have, because of being ungrateful to the ni'mat of Allah, that Allah has blessed us with iman, such a great ni'mat. So the choice is in our hands. Either to do good or to do bad is in our hands. Either a person wants to execute the ability to appreciate the ni'mat of Allah, or to make kufran and ni'mah. That means he becomes ungrateful to the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that choice is in our hands. We have to decide how we do it. The demand of gratitude is that we use all the ni'mat that Allah has given us for the obedience of Allah and the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we will follow the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will find guidance in our life. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, so beautifully says, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْ عَيْنِي, that more magnificent than you my eye has never seen, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ, more handsome than you no woman has ever given birth to. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ, you have been created free from every kind of blemish, imperfection, fault. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ, it is as though you told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mold you in this way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam are ma'soom. They do not have any guna to their names. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come. And the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is a ni'mat for the ummat. The coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a great ni'mat for the ummat. Direction in our life. If a person doesn't follow the GPS, he has the best GPS in his car. And then he's supposed to be going to, this example just comes to mind, he's supposed to be going to Malawi, and then he types in the latitude and the longitude and whatever he needs to put in into the GPS, and then he lands up in a certain place, because the GPS tells him that 500 meters turn left. He says, no, I think I'll go 5 kilometers straight. So he lands up going through some bush, and then he lands up in Durban. So if he lands up in Durban, he takes the GPS and then he throws it away. He says, this GPS, it's weak. النَّاسُ أَعْدَاءُ لِمَا جُهِلُ, people are enemies of that which they are jahil about. So he could not find guidance with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it's nobody's fault, it is our own fault. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a guide for mankind. And we need to emulate the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we find in the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, رَبَّنَا وَضْعَتْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And in a different ayah, the words are just slightly different, but it's the same. رَبَّنَا وَضْعَتْ فِيهِمْ, that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَضْعَتْ فِيهِمْ, make among them or send among them in their progeny رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ, a messenger from among them, yatlu alayhim. And in the tafsir of this also, the reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent amongst a people, amongst his own people, that also it's a means of comfort. It becomes easier to be able to speak to the people. Yatlu alayhim ayatika, reciting your signs to them, upon them, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ, teaching them the book, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and purifying them. And that is tazkiyah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we follow the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I found this so amazing, and I always like to read this. I hope I say it the right way. Ba'daz khuda buzurg tuhi kissa mukhtasar, that O Nabi of Allah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the most exalted. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so beautifully, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are an exalted character. And the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a beautiful life that we all need to follow. And what was the shukr and the gratitude of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand for long, long hours in salah, that the Mubarak feet of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to swell. So it was told to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you exert yourself so much when Allah has forgiven your past, future sins? And we know that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't have any guna and sins. But why do you exert yourself so much? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says so beautifully, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, should I not be a grateful servant? So what is the gratitude of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Standing long hours in salah. Perhaps Allah, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that into our lives. And then the next thing that I just thought I'd talk on, just touch on a little bit, time is going to left, is the ni'mat of parents. Why I've decided to talk on that is because I thought, after Tawheed, if we look in the Quran, in para 1, page 16, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Para 5, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Para 15, Surah Bani Israel, the fourth page, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. So the pattern there is, from the hukukullah, from the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that Allah is only worthy of being worshipped. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of being worshipped. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such an important agenda, then the next thing that's brought is that a person needs to be dutiful towards his parents. And unfortunately, if you look also in the hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif on page 45, Abwab al-Fitan, عن عدي بن حجر قال حدثنا محمد بن يزيد عن مسلم بن سعيد عن رميه الجذامي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the hadith is long, إذا اتخذ الفيء دولا والأمانة مغنمة والزكاة مغنمة وتعلم لغير الدين وأطاع الرجل امرأته وعق أمه وأدنى صديقه وأقصابه. That a time will come when 15 things will become very evident. And at this time, what will happen? A person will become dutiful towards his wife. He will disregard his mother. And we see that unfortunately is happening. Let us turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not disobey our parents, because then we are actually not showing any gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to the end of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَلْيَرْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرًا وخطفا وقذفا وآيات تتابع كنظام بال قطع سلكه فتتابع أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith and to the fact that wait then for Allah's adab. Natural disasters will hit you, just like how one tisbih, when it is broken, then the beads come out successively. Similarly, adabs will come one after the other. A country will be hit and another country will be reeling with the shock of an afterwave. And some type of problem will come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that if we have parents, let us become dutiful to them. If we have not appreciated them and they are alive, let us make the khidmat of our parents. Let us look at them with the eyes of love, and we know that the reward of looking at our parents with the eyes of love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also coming to the next thing that I just wish to touch on, is the importance of seeking knowledge. As we in the Darul Uloom, we need to appreciate whatever Allah has given us. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. That person who threads a road to seek knowledge, what does Allah do for that person? Allah will make that person's road to Jannah easy for him. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِضًا بِمَا يَصْنَعُ. The person that seeks knowledge, the angels spread their wings under that person who happy with what he is acquiring. وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And the one who seeks knowledge, everything which is in the heavens and in the earth make dua, maghfirat for that person. To the extent, حَتَّى الْحَيْتَانُ فِي الْمَا, to the extent that the fish in the ocean also make dua for that person. وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَا وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَا. And verily, وَفَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. And the superiority of a knowledgeable person over one who is an abid, a worshipper, is like the superiority of the moon which excels the stars. وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. And verily the ulama, they are the heirs of anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. وَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِثُوا دِنَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا. Look at the blessings. And verily the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam do not leave behind measly dinars and dirhams. وَإِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ. But rather they leave behind the rich legacy of knowledge. فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That person who has acquired knowledge has got abundance. He's walked away with plentiful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we appreciate it. Why we need to appreciate? It's only when we go abroad to different countries and then you see the halat and the conditions, then you understand. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you display gratitude, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, most definitely I will increase for you. وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ, if you become ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٍ, then verily my adab is great. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it. There were many other things that I wish to talk on. I wish to talk on the aspect of Urwa bin Zubair rahimahullah, a great tabi'i that lived from 22 AH right till 94 AH, and his incident might be known by many. Try and read up this incident. It's a great incident when he went to meet the Khalifa of the time. He met Ibn Malik. So when he met him, and this whole incident that transpired, anyway, try and read it up, inshallah. It's a great incident, and it makes you understand that even at the loss of his child and the loss of his son, he had seven sons, and he lost one son in that whole incident. And he says that, oh Allah, I still, for you, it's still shukr. Why? Because Allah, you've taken away one, I still have six. Allah, one lump of mine is gone, I still have three. We need to express gratitude to Allah. In conclusion, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we appreciate every ni'mat. Ni'matani maghbunun fihima kathiru minan nas. Two ni'mats which people are very, very at a loss at, and they deceive by as-sihhatu wal-faragh, good health and free time. Don't ever regard it as something, especially in the Darulum, we need to appreciate the time. Firstly, myself, let us make extra mutala. The world out there is waiting. When you go to countries, I'll just conclude on this, inshallah. Going to a country like Bolivia, alhamdulillah, only Allah's fadl and only Allah's kindness, not anything of mine. And I guess anybody that had to go there, there were a few incidents that happened. One was similar to an incident that we read in Bukhari Sharif of the person that killed 99 people. And I met a person like that who says, I killed 9 people, will Allah forgive? And then this man had so much of talab to come and learn from the masjid because he wanted to change his life. And he said, I'm going to start fasting. And then there was another incident of a youngster that came to the masjid. So we were performing the Tarawih. Allah gave us the opportunity, alhamdulillah, Allah's fadl. And may Allah make it that we all go all over the world, inshallah, to take Allah's deen, inshallah. And as we were reading the Tarawih, after leaving there and using a Spanish translator, this youngster comes to the masjid and he starts crying. So I told him, what is the problem, Sulaiman? He says, he addressed me and he said, Sheikh, because you're going back to South Africa. So I said, yes, we've got to go back and we've got our Darulum and we've got our madrasas and I've got to teach. So he started crying more and he says that, why do you leave me alone? So I said, why are you crying? He says, Sheikh, let me tell you, I accepted Islam at the age of 7. Thereafter my mom accepted Islam, my mother accepted Islam. We're the only two Muslims in the whole, we come from a strong Roman Catholic background, but we're the only two people that accepted Islam. And because we've accepted Islam, there's hostility in the family. But every day I travel 100 kilometers to come to you, it takes me 3 taxis just so that I can learn one ayat of the Quran. One ayat of the Quran. My brothers, we've got the Darulum right here in our locality. And it's fair to say sometimes that we see more foreigners, and alhamdulillah we see them, but we need to also appreciate that we've got it right here. We've got such great ulama. We've got such great ulama. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take our sheikh from strength to strength, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take all our ulama from strength to strength. And may we gain from the guidance. Please forgive me for taking a few minutes extra. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide one and all. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.